that with two great conferences in the Pac-10 and the Big 12, and they both have multiple teams in the BCS, at least under consideration, so they actually asked us to cancel this party until 7:30. And in San Antonio, you do not cancel a party. So we appreciate y'all waiting, but we are going to learn a new rule. It's called embargoed, which is the BCS is letting us do this announcement today, but we are not officially announcing anything until 7:30. So you're going to do the mind meld, the race, and then 7:30, it'll all be official. But we do have some exciting news today. We're going to announce the participants in the 2010 Valero Alamo Bowl. I'd like to first introduce our head table, Mike Sosowski, CFO and Executive Vice President with Valero Energy, our title sponsor, Bill McCandless, our 2010 chairman, Derek Fox, President and CEO of the Valero Alamo Bowl, and man that does all the work on this pick, Team Selection Chairman Jack Rogers. Chairman McCandless will start out, and then once Eric makes our remarks, we'll call on the two coaches for their comments about coming into this year's game. Bill?
Thank you for joining us. As we announce the teams that will participate in this year's game, we have a brand new matchup this year. The Big 12 is, conference has been our team partner for many years, but joining with the Big 12 is the Pac-10 conference. And we are happy to announce, no drum roll, the Oklahoma State Cowboys will represent the Big 12, and the Arizona Wildcats will represent the Pac-10. Okay. The Valero Alamo Bowl will be held on Wednesday, December 29th, late game, 8:15 p.m., and of course televised on ESPN. Now, I would like to introduce to my right the best bowl sponsorship, Valero, in the country, and Mike Sosowski, Executive VP and CFO of the company.
Wow, that's pretty good. Yeah. Well, thank you, Bill, and thank all of you. Valero was proud to be the title sponsor of the Valero Alamo Bowl, and is thrilled to be part of this great matchup. Valero and the Alamo Bowl are two San Antonio-based institutions that provide support for higher education, drive tourist activities, and deliver a strong economic impact for the city of San Antonio. The Valero Alamo Bowl gives the city of San Antonio a second life during the holiday season by filling hotels, restaurants, and tourist spots during Bowl Week. Now I'd like to welcome Jack Rogers, a member of the Valero Alamo Bowl Board of Directors and the chairman of this year's Team Selection Committee.
Mike, thank you again. Thank you. Mike, thank you again for Valero's support to both the bowl game and the city of San Antonio. We are all very fortunate to have you and Valero in our community. Thank you.
Thank you.
On behalf of the Team Selection Committee, I'd like to thank the universities for their hospitality during our visits this year, and would like to congratulate all the coaches and the players for an exceptional season. The game later this month will feature two of the top 10 passing teams in the nation, and they've combined for over 74 points a game this year. Fans should get their tickets now for the 2010 Valero Alamo Bowl and experience the tradition of college football in San Antonio. And now I'd like to present Derek Fox, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Valero Alamo Bowl, to introduce the coaches.
Well, thank you very much, Jack, and thank you for helping arrange this great matchup of the 2010 Valero Alamo Bowl between the Oklahoma State Cowboys of the Big 12 Conference and the Arizona Wildcats of the Pac-10. The 2010 Valero Alamo Bowl is excited to bring these two impressive institutions together for the first time here in San Antonio. First up with the Oklahoma State Cowboys, Oklahoma State will be making their 21st bowl appearance overall and their fifth straight appearance in a bowl game. They finished this season 10-2 overall with a 6-2 record in the Big 12 play, going 5-1 against the South and 2-1 against the North opponents. Not incoincidentally, their only two losses were the two teams that participated in the Big 12 championship game last night. So obviously a great year for them. The teams averaged 355 passing yards per game, which is second most in the country. And the Cowboys have averaged right at 45 points per game, which is the third highest in the country. So 9 players were named to the All-Big 12 first team selections. And now I'd like to introduce to you Mike Gundy, head coach from Oklahoma State University. Now, Coach Gundy is in his 6th season at Oklahoma State. Just recently was received the Big 12 Coach of the Year honors last week. He's led the Cowboys to a school record 6 Big 12 conference wins in each of the past 2 seasons and posted 5 straight seasons with at least 7 wins overall. So, Coach Gundy, we turn it over to you for some opening comments.
Well, thank you. And I'd like to thank Valero and ESPN for the sponsorship and the Alamo Bowl. I want to congratulate Coach Stoops in Arizona, and we're looking forward to the game. But speak on behalf of the football team and Oklahoma State University, we're very proud to be involved in the bowl game and looking forward to coming down to San Antonio. We've been down there before in 2004, and we had a great experience. The people of San Antonio were tremendous, the environment and obviously the city. So we're very, very excited and looking forward to a great game.
Well, Coach, you've had a great, great year so far, and we've got a great opponent lined up for you here. And I want to take just a moment to introduce the head coach of the Arizona Wildcats, Coach Mike Stoops. Let me give you a quick intro on Coach Stoops and what they've accomplished this year. Arizona will be making its 16th bowl appearance overall in its 3rd straight. They have 310 yards per game passing, which is the best in the Pac-10, and 9th overall. So like we said, 2 of the top 10 passing teams in the country. They've scored almost 30 points per game and allowed just a 21 points per game defensively. And now it's my pleasure to introduce to you the head coach of the Arizona Wildcats, Mike Stoops. Coach Stoops is in his 7th season at Arizona. He took over a 2-10 team in 2004 and has led the Wildcats to 3 seasons of at least 7 wins. He's beaten ranked opponents in every year under Coach Stoops, including this year he beat his alma mater, Iowa, earlier in the season. So with that, let me introduce Coach Stoops for some opening comments.
Thank you. On behalf of the University of Arizona and the Pac-10, I would just like to thank Valero and the Alamo Bowl for the great honor of selecting us. This is really going to be exciting to play such a great opponent like Oklahoma State. And I would just like to congratulate Coach Gundy on an unbelievable job turning that program around and making it one of the elite programs in college football. So for us, it's going to be a great honor to play such a strong opponent. So again, we're going to be very excited to represent our school in the Pac-10. And one of the great games, I also had an opportunity to participate in one of the great Alamo Bowls against Purdue, and I'm not, my memory's not as good as Mike's. I don't know how far back that goes, but we had a classic game with Drew Brees down there and came down to the wire. It was kind of a wild game, but all I know, San Antonio's a great destination point, and I know our players and our fans will be excited about such a great game.
Well, kind of on that note, Coach Stoops, this time maybe you have the local quarterback on your side and Nick Foles and a few Texas kids, so maybe you give us a little bit of perspective on your team.
Well, obviously the last month hasn't been as gone as well as we would have liked, but again, that's not going to take away from what our kids and our team have accomplished all year. And over the past 3 years, this is a special group of players that really have fought hard to change the perception of the University of Arizona and also trying to, put the Pac-10, we have a very deep conference. So, putting us back on the map and certainly going up against a quality team out of the Big 12 should give our players great motivation. But Nick Foles has certainly been a big part of our maturation as an offense and obviously as a program. I think he's one of the great, you're going to see a couple of the great throwers of the football in this game. I've watched Oklahoma State closely a couple weeks ago against Oklahoma, and I thought, well, that was a classic game between two great teams. So I think it's going to be very exciting. You're going to see two quality quarterbacks in this game.
Thanks, Coach Stoops. And Coach Gundy, obviously you guys have had a great year. The prognosticators early in the year probably didn't have you at 10-2 coming into this season. So obviously your team's done very, very well on the field. And maybe you can tell us a little bit about your team and all the Texas connections on that side too.
Well, we're very proud of our players for what they've been able to accomplish. They've played well as a team this year. There's been games where we've played very well on offense and not so good on defense. And there's been games where we played better on defense and not so good on offense. And we kind of rallied as a group, and our players were committed to each other. I'm very proud of them. We've obviously got some skill guys on offense that have had a good year, but we've had some guys step up on defense in the secondary and linebackers. Some guys made some really good plays for us. And our players will be very excited. You know, I've been fortunate enough to catch Arizona at night. Sometimes they play out there on the West Coast and get a chance to watch them play. And obviously, a quarterback and receiver. And I've noticed a couple of tailbacks. One of them went out of the game the other night. Another one came in and made some plays. I've watched their defense. They do a good job of getting pressure on the quarterback and have got good team speed. They're running side to side very well, but it's going to be a really good matchup, and I think it'll be a lot of fun because when you go into a game where you have two teams that play sound defense and also have quarterbacks, and each team has a receiver that's pretty decorated, but also have the ability to run the ball if they need, that should make for a very exciting game.
That's great. You know, we got about a month before game day, so one of the nice things, a couple of nice things about the bowl season is obviously you get a chance to get everybody fully healthy come bowl time, so maybe you can kind of give us an update on that, where everybody stands there, and also talk a little bit about what all the extra practices mean for you, not only this year, but kind of as a springboard into next year. Both coaches?
I'll go ahead and then Mike can go.
Go ahead, Mike.
Hopefully both teams will be healthy. We got banged up just a little bit there late in the year, but it always gives you a couple weeks to get everybody healthy, and we've been fortunate through the most of the season that we hadn't had any injuries that really plagued us throughout the year. So hopefully both teams will be healthy, and I think that when you go in a bowl game, you want the teams to be at full strength, and you want the players to have a good time and prepare and go out and have some fun, kind of a reward for hard work throughout the early part of the season and winter conditioning.
We're pretty healthy. I think we made it through the year in great shape. So we should be in pretty good shape heading into this game. We're certainly excited about the extra time of preparation. And like I said earlier, I think this can, be a great springboard to the 2011. We want to finish up the 2010 season with our seniors. But again, I'm excited to start our preparation really with our younger players through this extra time and getting prepared for next year as well.
Well, great. We're going to get a chance to see both coaches here in town next Thursday as part of our press conference and really put a true face to the game as they bring their institutions into San Antonio for the Valero Alamo Bowl. Again, on behalf of the Valero Alamo Bowl guys, Coach Stoops, Coach Gundy, we appreciate all you've done this year, and we look forward to having you in San Antonio. And welcome one more time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And on behalf of the Valero Alamo Bowl staff, we'd like to thank our board, our committee, our partners in the Alamo Dome, and everyone else who has supported us, media and back, for embargoing this to 7:30. But we do have a fun month ahead of us. You guys have a great night. Media, if you'd like to aim the head table, they'll be available at the dice. Thank you guys so much. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone.